This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Today, I'm speaking with Phil Marzoff. Phil, who are you and what do you do?
Well, thanks for having me, Henrik. I'm what I call a technology enthusiast. I look to partner with up-and-coming technology rock stars, augment them, and help them bring their ideas from concept to customer. My technical background is in semiconductors. I started back in 1990 as an analog integrated circuit designer, working for various communication products. Today, I've expanded my interests into more on the application side of technology in the areas of, you know, how do we bring AI, blockchain, 5G, and IoT to business problems.
How are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So these days, I am an entrepreneur in residence at the University of Pittsburgh. It's a city where there is a lot of interesting activity in a lot of great places right now. In this capacity, I really have two hats I wear at the university. So one is being this entrepreneur in residence working with faculty and attempts to commercialize IP that's owned by the University of Pittsburgh through their research. And I also work directly with students to help them with the student research that is not owned by the University of Pittsburgh, but helping them develop their ideas to become a viable concern, right? My personal goal is to empower capable engineers with the tools and mindset that they need so that they can own their own entrepreneurial career.
Great. Phil, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, like anything entrepreneurial, right, you need to kiss a lot of frogs. So like all human endeavors, personalities and personal issues play a big role and sometimes they're the most prevalent issue. So, you know, casting aside the personality for a moment, getting would-be entrepreneurs to understand the challenges of awareness generation is really a consistent topic. So, and I think this is natural if you have developed something, have developed a breakthrough, you kind of adapt this mindset where you think it's apparent to everyone. And it's absolutely not. And getting people to understand that a big part of being successful is getting other people to understand you is almost prevalent throughout everyone I've dealt with. You know, I think success in successful spin-outs is an obvious indicator that we track and we try to monitor and improve. Less apparent, but I would say actually more fulfilling, is seeing more entrepreneurial-minded engineers enter the workforce. You know, having come to this through an entrepreneurial path. Unlike a lot of other entrepreneurs, I never really saw the funding challenge as the main problem. Rather, I've always struggled more once we had funding to get talented technical people who could think entrepreneurially to help you scale the business. Because if you can do that, you can really scale an organization amazingly. So, you know, the successes are, at this point, we don't have a great exit, you know, high publicity exit out of the University of Pittsburgh yet, but we have produced quite a few spin-outs and we have produced many more entrepreneurial-minded engineers. So that's certainly the success. The frustration is that there's a lot of good IP still on the shelves at the university and we just haven't been able to get the right combination with the principal investigator or the PI to move that forward.
And what advice would you like to share with other entrepreneurs and residents?
I believe that useful advice is always personalized. So, you know, and honestly, I think that's just more the case these days with the diversity of talent and people we're now getting to the table. A great thing I've seen over the last few years especially is we are seeing a much greater diversity of gender, race, and social backgrounds coming through. So it's getting tough to generalize. Therefore, I would like to, you know, pose this as a suggestion, maybe, and not go too far as giving unsolicited advice. But my suggestion is that mentorship is really personal. So in this EIR role, you have a heavy hand or a heavy part of that being a mentor. So understand the person you're trying to mentor, understand what they're trying to accomplish in a holistic sense, you know, where they are in their life journey, where this fits into their life, what their risk profile is, you know, is entrepreneurship a good fit for them or is developing technology and licensing out a better one? Personally, I took 9 years before I took my first entrepreneurial venture and I needed that time. It was good for me. If I tried to do that earlier, like right out of college, I am almost certain I would have failed. But you know, I talk to some students who come from a different background than I, who at 21 are ready to make that jump, and you just help them and encourage them and get them going. But I've also met brilliant faculty members that will never, ever, ever be an entrepreneur, and you can't change that type of character. So to sum it up, I would say that you make your mentorship personal, you get to understand the people you're working with, and sculpt that advice to what helps them become their better selves.
And where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, that's a great question, because honestly, I think this is a good gap, or a big gap, and I'm really glad that you're trying to attack this with the podcast, because I don't think there's really any great resource for it, and I think you might find this as you go through the series, you'll find everybody's doing it their own way, which has some benefits to it, but at some point, best practice collection would be great. At Pitt, we're still trying to get our act together. We need to get things better organized, so you can't really, at this point in time, come to any University of Pittsburgh website and get a really deep knowledge about what we're doing. Where I look for guidance, the stuff from Bill Aulet out of MIT and Thomas Eisenman out of Harvard, they provide, incredible insights and useful frameworks that have helped me both as an entrepreneur and now as an EIR. But, getting people to be productive in that EIR role is a gap, right? And you're different than an entrepreneur. So you're an entrepreneur in residence, but one of the goals is eventually to take an idea out and be that entrepreneur again. But, a lot of that is, until you get to that point, is helping and coaching. And there's a big gap there. I have an advanced order of the book, Trillion Dollar Coach, about Bill Campbell. And I'm really looking forward to reading that, because I think that'll have some really useful insights.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.